chapter 3. I'm just going to read the first 8 verses, and then you'll probably get the gist of what I'm talking about. Then Eliashib, the high priest, and the other priests started to rebuild the sheep gate. They dedicated it and set up its doors, building the wall as far as the Tower of the Hundred, which they dedicated, and the Tower of Hananel. First word, hard. People from the town of Jericho worked next to them, and beyond them was Zachar, son of Imri. The fish gate was built by the sons of Hassanah. They laid beams, set up its doors, and installed its bolts and bars. Merimoth, son of Uriah and grandson of Hakos, repaired the next section of wall. Beside him were Meshullam, son of Berechiah and grandson of Meshachabel. And then Zadok, son of Banah. Next were the people from Tekoa, through their leaders who refused to work with the construction supervisors. The old city gate was built by Jehoiada, son of Paseah, and Meshullam, son of Besadiah. Right, that is enough. Are you getting the message? Are you getting the message? I'm going to be reading that at the end, by the way. God gave Nehemiah a vision that would take faith in the people to build. This was a people who were discouraged, who were disappointed as they returned to Jerusalem, the place where people would worship God. And the walls and the gates were down. There was rubble everywhere. And God was bringing and putting on to the heart of Nehemiah to build the city wall. And the first thing Nehemiah did was pray. God just gave him just such a broken heart over the rubble of the city of Jerusalem. And I believe that is a place I believe that God wants to bring us to. Is that place of brokenness. That place of brokenness. Weeping over a city. Do you know, I'm holding my hands up. I need God to do a work in my heart. I need God to do a work in my heart. Do you know, the other day there, as I was out running, I was actually going to make a wee video about this, never get round to it. But you know, when I think about vaccinations, you know, we put vaccinations into our body to make us immune, don't we, from diseases there. And you know, I believe, you know, as Christians, the amount of things that we put into our lives, you know, the things that we watch on television, the things that we build into our life, I believe sometimes it makes us immune from the brokenness of our city. When we see the violence, we see it so much on television, watching the films, that we just become desensitized. And I believe God wants to bring us to that place of brokenness over the city like Nehemiah. The people believed that this was an impossible task. Remember James Glass coming and speaking about revival in the rubble. There was so much rubble. It looked impossible, but God gave Nehemiah a vision to build. To build. And if you know the story, it was built in 52 days despite opposition, despite accusation, intimidation. But Nehemiah rallied the people. Because in Nehemiah chapter 2, it says, the people said, let's start building. Come on, turn to the person beside you and say, let's start building. Come on, tell them. Turn to the person on the other side and say, that includes you. Let's start building. They became a community. They came together to build a bigger vision than they could ever believe for. But God is a God who does that. He puts things in us that we could do and have faith for more than we could ever ask or imagine. David, could you put that first word up, community? One before it. That's it. So I want you to turn to the person and just tell them what the missing letters are. What are the missing letters? You and I. Okay, David, you can put the next. You and I. You and I. This, if we are going to see our city reached with the gospel, with the good news of Jesus, it's going to take you and I. It's going to take you and I. And God's resource, well, the king and Nehemiah, they had the resources. The king says to Nehemiah, go and do what's on your heart, and I will provide. He gave him letters. He gave him everything that he needed, Nehemiah, to build that city. And we have a king. We have a God who resources everything that God is doing and wants to do in our city. How does he do that?
You and I.
You and I. And I know that you don't see when I pray here and say, God, we need some money, and money falls from the sky. And God says, here, I'll give you that out of my wallet. But God resources the work through
you and I.
You and I. That is your time. That is your time. That is your money. You know, I read something the other day that people find it so much easier to talk about sex than to talk about money. I don't know why that is. I don't know why I'm actually telling you this today. I don't know why I'm telling you that. We don't like talking about money. That's what I want to get across. Because my money is mine. So let's have a conversation after, okay? Oh, Lord. Great film, Lord of the Rings, Fellowship of the Ring. 9 people sent in a common mission to destroy a ring, a ring of darkness and power. To destroy that, they got together. A band of people. Hobbits and whatever. I know if you don't like that movie, it's a shame. But someone once says, an author, as he looked at that, he said, fellowship finds its origin in the context of mission. Fellowship finds its context and origin and its context of mission. They had a common task, a common goal, and it brought the people together. Everyone had a role. Families came together. And you'll see with the names, all scripture is God-breathed. Why did they put all these names here? Because they wanted to get across that everyone was included. People from different nations, different parts of the country was included. Men, women, children were included. There are gaps in the wall waiting for you to take your place. And we need people to help just reach the lost. It's going to take serving. We need media people. Do you know there's people online that just can't get here, but they just need to still be part of the church and hear the gospel message. And there's more that we want to do with media. We need children's workers. I thank God for our children's workers giving up a Sunday and not hearing me. Wow, what a sacrifice. But men and women who are passionate about seeing kids grow up and become the men and women that God has called them to be. Hospitality, cleaning, stewarding. Who in this wall would want to serve at the dung gate? That's not my job. That's a job for Andrew. That's why he's on board. The dung gate, for goodness sake. Look at that. But they all had a part and a place in building for the future. Building a place where people can experience the love of God. Every task was important. And I want to say, we don't have levels in this church where, guys, start off at the cleaning. Then if you do a good job, you can get into the children's work. Then if you do an even better job, you may get to steward. Stephen is quite picky about who he puts on that door. And one day you'll get to be like me, the pastor who's at the top. Rubbish. Yeah. Rubbish. We are in this together. Yeah. I have my part and you have your part. Someone walks in that door and gets a bad welcome is not going to sit through and listen to what we're going to say. It's not going to welcome your welcome to them. They're still remembering what they got on that door. And so that is why we need every single person. And I'm going to read this again. I'm going to read this again. And when you hear individual names being mentioned, I want you just to grab someone and just come out. And this will not work if there's just a gap and I'm sitting waiting, right, who's going to come? Who's going to come? If you're not sure when to come, at what time, just come. But I'm going to read. When you hear individual names, grab someone and come out to the front. When you hear me mention and the group of, then grab three or four people. Grab your friends and just say, let's get out there and come and stand here. For those that need a seat, I've put seats out for you. When you hear the Levites been mentioned, worship team, get out here. When you hear the word priests, if you're a leader, come and out to the front. If you're a visitor today, do you know, in this wall, people came from other districts. And this is not about Dundee Elam Church. This is about the Church of Jesus Christ. We are all building the walls of the city. And so if you're a visitor here, not to embarrass you, come out. Because we are in this together. When you hear the word daughters or sons, then we want the kids out and we want the workers out as well. Are you getting the message? Are you getting the message? Then Eliashib, the high priest, and the other priests started to rebuild the sheep gate. They dedicated it and set up its doors, building the wall as far as the Tower of 100. And when they dedicated and the Tower of Hananel, people from the town of Jericho worked next to them. Where is the people? We have so many shy people in this place today. I thought you'd be desperate to get up here. The fish gate was built by the sons of Hassanah. They laid the beams and set up its doors and installed its bolts and bars. Merimoth, son of Uriah and the grandson of Hakos, repaired the next section in the wall. Beside him were Meshulam, son of Berechiah, grandson of Meshachabel. The old city was repaired by Jodah, son of Paseah, and Meshulam, son of Besadiah. They laid the beams. Next to them was the son of Hur, the leader in the half-tribe of district of Jerusalem, was next to them on the wall. Next, Jeada, son of Haramapha, repaired the wall. Right, let's go a bit further. The valley gate was repaired by the people from Zanoah, led by Hanan. They set up its doors and installed the bolts and the bars, and they also repaired the 1,500 feet of wall at the dung gate. Where's those that are working on the dung gate? The fountain gate was repaired by Shalom, son of Kahose, the leader of Mizpah. Next to him was Nehemiah, son of Asbuk, the leaders in the half-district of Beth-Zur. Next to them was the Levites, who came and they worked on the wall. Oh, above the horse gate, the priests repaired the wall. Each one repaired the section immediately from their own house. Next, Zadok, son of Immer. Is there anybody left in there? Come on, crowd forward. Come forward. Come, push in. Come on, push in. Push in. The next repairs by the priests in the surrounding region was there. The next priests that repaired the section across. Henadad, who rebuilt another section of the wall. Above the horse gate, the priest repaired. And you know, in this amount, there was jewelers, there was perfumers. And I want to say, guys, don't be there. Come on. The Salvation Army. Come on. Get Graham. Come on, you're part of this. Right, come on, push in. Do you know, it's all right. No, Karen's sitting with them. Do you know, we're in this together. We're in this together. And do you know, there was perfumers. And you know, they put down their perfume and they picked up a trowel. Probably have no clue how to build a wall, but they were involved. I mean, their hands would be soft. I mean, they would be nice to work beside because they'd be smelling of perfume. Jewelers, people who work with gold, got involved, picked up a trowel and got involved because they had one purpose of seeing their city restored, that place of worship of God. There was people who did a section of the wall and then moved on. And I thank God for the people in this church. And you're doing two and three ministries. You are serving tirelessly. Because there has been gaps in the wall. And so we are... I'm talking to a few. I looked to see where the people were. You're there. I'm getting excited. The kids should be in there. They're not. Yeah, the kids all here. Are the kids all here? Yes. Children's workers, are the children's workers here? And so we're building for the future. We're building for the future. And you know, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years' time, when you are not here, well, some of you will be here because the kids will be here. This place, if it's still on this site, would this place still be? What is this place going to look like? What is our kids as they grow up into adulthood? With a passion to run for God. I mean, doctors, lawyers, professionals, not just for church, but for the kingdom of God into this world. Are we together?
Yes.
What was the two letters missing?
You and I.
And so just to finish there, and then that's it, there'll be tea and coffee. I want you just to turn to groups with your friends and your people there, and just turn and just pray the blessing of God. Pray and just pray that prayer, God, we're in, and we will commit to building for the future. Come on, so why don't you just begin turning, just turn into groups of people. Come on, kids as well. I'll use guys, you know, give someone a word. Come on, just break in a group. Don't forget our ladies sitting on the seats as well, there. Let's pray. Let's pray the blessing of God, the purposes of God.